Talking with Trooper Mark Cremion, and four people have been arrested for the murder of a 16-year-old girl that took place all the way in 1982. What information can you provide us?
Absolutely. So, you know, a little bit of history about the case. You know, it's February 12th of 1982 when, you know, 16-year-old Roxanne Sharp was brutally raped and murdered in Covington by the St. Tammany Parish Fairgrounds. Several days until her body was recovered, and several agencies, they did a lot of investigation, but just unfortunately at that time, just due to lack of physical evidence and, you know, just public cooperation, it was unfortunately a case that just kind of got pushed to the back of the shelf while other cases, you know, started to pile up. Back in 2023, the Covington Field Office with the Louisiana State Police, they retook over the case itself. They started reanalyzing, you know, evidence from the scene of that day, re-interviewing witnesses, and continuing trying to find out new witnesses that are out there. They eventually reached out to our section with public affairs in conjunction with the North Shore Media Group with Charles Dowdy, and that is where the podcast "Who Killed Roxanne Sharp" came into effect. And with that help of that podcast, it was a rejuvenation of public interest, and it reached people that, you know, originally lived in Covington, may have moved away. And so that really helped our investigators start piecing together that timeline from the day that Roxanne was killed all the way to where we're at today. So through a collaborative effort with the Covington Police Department, the District Attorney's Office, and then also in collaboration with the Ohio Bureau of the Attorney General's Office. We had four arrest warrants for four individuals who lived in Covington at that time. So we have 64-year-old Harry Wayne Taylor, 64-year-old Daryl Dean Spell, 64-year-old Carlos Cooper, and 62-year-old Billy Williams, all residents of Covington, and all four were charged with aggravated rape and second-degree murder. You know, there's still a lot more work that's going to be done. You know, obviously we got the arrest, which is fantastic for obviously Roxanne and her family as well. But, you know, the work is still going on when it comes to the legal proceedings down the road. But, you know, this is just another great example of, you know, collaborative effort between multiple agencies, not just here in Louisiana, but also abroad. And, you know, it's just a good reminder out there that no case is ever forgotten about. And that's a victim that is ever going to be not thought of with the pursuit of, you know, getting those cases solved to get that justice that those family need, just like what we have here for Roxanne and her family.
Were these individuals all teen? I guess I can do the quick math, but were they all teenagers as well at the time of the crime? Or
I know they're all around similar age to their exact age at that time. Just like you, I would have to do some math real quick.
Yeah.
But you know, obviously, you know, it's been, you know, 44 years, you know, since this crime occurred. So it's definitely some time has passed. You know, people have moved. Like for one of the example, the guys that was in Hawaii when he got arrested. You know, things may change, you know, wherever you live at. But, you know, that memory and that pain was still there with that family. And, you know, with the effort of all these agencies, we're able to hopefully help solemn that with these arrests that were made.
I would imagine these individuals. Now, I understand, I guess, two of them were already in prison, right? Because of unrelated charges.
Correct.
But I would imagine they were probably pretty shocked to find out that authorities finally connected them to this crime.
Well, how they feel, I mean, that's solely up to them. The most important thing is for the feeling of how the family's feeling right now, knowing that, you know, Roxanne was never forgotten about, but also, you know, the community of Covington, because I've been looking at our Facebook post on it about our press release, and there's countless people that are, you know, very thankful of the crime, you know, how much it's been investigated. So obviously those individuals have their feelings, but the most important thing is going to be Roxanne, her family, and this community here in Covington.
Very good. Thanks. I appreciate it, Trooper Cremion.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. You have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.